Good. Did I turn this way?
Don't worry, I'm coming to balance it out.
Oh boy, here we go. How you doing, Tom?
Good. What do you think of your new punter?
I like our new punter. Very talented, like we knew he was. He's working very hard. I knew he'd be a hard worker. I didn't realize it to this extent. He does everything I've asked him to do, drill-wise and more. He's very conscientious. He's worked very hard as a holder as well. So everything's going in the right direction.
Can you talk about one of the biggest differences is having that film all the time and being able to study? Are you making tweaks with him?
Making what?
Tweaks.
Tweet.
Tweet
with tweak. I'm sorry. I thought you said tweet. I don't do tweets. Tweaks.
You should.
Yeah, right. I'd have like one follower. He's got just a couple things we're working on with his footwork. Taking out some of the wasted motion that he had coming from college. Worked very hard at that. And we're definitely seeing some progress. And he's got to get his get off a little bit quicker. And overall, it's going to be make him a more consistent performer. And that's obviously what we're looking for. The tape? Oh, it's wonderful. And the thing, our video department does a great job, and we have a camera available all the time, and we're getting all the individual drills worked, filmed, and so we can go back and watch it. We spend a lot of time watching that tape and try not to overanalyze it because he's very intelligent, so I don't want to overanalyze it, the old paralysis by analysis type deal. But he's done a nice job of, you know, just working on one or two things per day, and that's really helped him. It's been very beneficial for him.
As you were preparing your postseason report on the punting situation last year, how strongly did you feel that you needed to upgrade that spot?
Very strongly.
What were the primary factors that you looked at, whether statistically or anything else?
No, it was more consistency and productivity.
Did Chris have that potential to bounce back to five, which he is, or is it a situation where you, for at least from the input you gave, you needed to just find
it? I just felt like we needed to make a change there.
How's Cordero catching it back there?
You know, he's so talented. He's just a great athlete. I think he's done a really nice job of working on some of the little things, keeping his elbows tighter, keeping his hands up, keeping hands away from his body a little bit, just some of the smaller details. I think he's more comfortable catching kickoffs right now than punts, like a lot of young guys, but we're making progress in both phases.
How happy were you when they made that move in the first round?
I pulled a hamstring running down the hallway. No, I'm just kidding. I was very happy. I mean, just looking at him on tape, having the ability to be both a punt and kickoff returner, obviously what he brings to our offense, just as a football team, you know, I was very, very happy with that pick. I was surprised we made the move. I was happy we made the move. It was a great move by Rick and Leslie, and I'm fired up we did it.
Before the draft, how much were you telling them, hey, this guy could be a special kickoff returner or punt returner?
Anytime when we had our draft meetings, and you know, we do a great job here. Our personnel people do a great job. We've got plenty of input, at least of our opinion and what we thought in our grades. And I love the way we do things here. And it's just, you know, we have a voice. Obviously, Rick's got to make that final call. But, we knew that he and Tavon Austin were the two top returners coming out of the draft. And we knew Tavon would be gone early. So having Cordero where he was and how we picked him and how everything transpired, it was a pretty exciting night for us.
Do you think anything will hold him back from being able to contribute right away as a returner?
Will I hold him back?
No,
I missed it.
Just anything. Do you see anything that might hold him back?
No, I don't think so. You don't want to overload any rookie because I know he'll contribute a lot on offense as well. But I think the sky's the limit for this young athlete. I really do.
Not that it necessarily matters in a business like this, but did Chris and you depart on amicable terms?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. A lot of people like to write and report that he and I didn't get along. I have a lot of respect for Chris Cluey. I think, you know, based on what he's done in his career and, you know, as a man and as an athlete, and for anybody that stands up for what he believes in, like Chris did, I have a lot of respect for guys like that. And, you know, we had a long talk after the draft. I thought, he knew the writing was on the wall, and I figured, you know, I wasn't going to lie to him. I figured if the young guy came in and had a good rookie minicamp, that was what's going to happen. And, you know, I wish him the best of luck in Oakland. I really do.
How's Jeff coming with the holding?
Great. Yeah, he held for 2 years, but he held for a young kicker last year that liked the ball tilted back. So we had to break him of some bad habits, and he's, as of this week, he had a great day yesterday for us, and Blair hit the ball well. I think we made 9 of 10, including the two situations, and hit the ball well. Blair's feeling more and more comfortable with him, and, you know, Colin's working great. He's kind of the the old veteran, now the leader for us, or for our young group, and so I'm excited about those three guys working together.
From 2 years ago to when Colin was snapping for Longwell and Cluey to now with two different ones, how much has he had to adjust his techniques to fit?
No, I think Colin's going to do what he does, and he's an extremely hard worker as well, and he's such a perfectionist, and he, you know, I just admire him for all the work he puts in, even at, you know, his veteran stage. He doesn't have to do a lot of stuff. I don't ask him to do extra work, and he'll do it on his own, and he's done a great job this spring so far, and I like the way we're, you know, the direction we're going.
Blair even more confident, seems like, this year?
Blair's, you know, I don't want to jinx him, but he's stronger now, I felt like, on kickoffs and even in field goals. I think, you know, a year under his belt, he's a year older, a year more mature, his body's more mature. He is stronger than he was a year ago. You know, that's a nice thing to have, obviously, and he was such a strong guy last year.
How does Joe Webb look to you as a potential return guy?
Joe's a unique athlete. You know, the first day we put him out there on punt return, he did a pretty good job, you know, just catching the punts. And then we put him in some reps today on kickoff return as well as last week. And, you know, he sees things, he understands things, he understands, you know, the hitting the seam and how to hit the seam. He's just a different runner than a lot of guys. He's such a great athlete, though. It's fun to have him back there.
Where are you overall with pecking order at punt returner?
At punt returner? Probably if we had to play Detroit tomorrow, I would think we put Marcus back there still because I just trust him. I think Marcus now, it's funny, it's what this is, year four, I think, but year three of him with 2 years under his belt, and he's done a great job. He's a typical, you know, ball security has always been a big thing for me and always will be, and I know he had the muff last year in the Packer game, which was a tough punt to handle, but he's done a great job again this spring. He's got the best hands of the group in terms of catching punts, and right now I put him at number one. You good?
Thanks,
all right, guys. Thanks a lot. Good to see everybody. Have a great summer.
Okay. Guys, Nate Clark Williams is going to the podium.